T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two down, one to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and on the Odyssey app. It's always free. Charlie Long at Master Control and on the Sports Flash, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, right back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines before we get to Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz in about 9 minutes here. Tulane and Coach Fritz, the marriage will continue. Mile High Mike. What's going on, Mile High Mike? You're on WWL.
Doing great. Living the dream. I still listen to y'all every day. I'm from NOLA, so I've been listening to back in the Buddy D days. So it's
awesome.
It's good to talk to you. I love hearing y'all. But, one thing, Bobby, I listened to your son, T-Bob, off the bench.
Yep.
He looks just like you. And his cousin either.
Well, the thing is, he's fatter than me. I mean, he was always a lineman. I look more like a lineman now compared to when I was younger. But T-Bob's always been a lineman. Yeah, no, listen, you better talk fast because we're going to cut you off. We're going to kind of say what you have to say. And you got to be able to multitask. You got to be able to go in and out.
Well, here's
and
the thing, Mike.
Bobby's Christian, you know that.
Bobby's a smart dude, but I think he would agree. His son, T-Bob, is probably smarter than him.
I know he is. And then
his co-host don't get a word in either.
I get a word.
Yeah.
I've never heard Jacob Hester talk. It's like, wow, okay. But I do have two questions. I just want y'all to give me your answer. At the end of the season when Dennis Allen is – exited out the door.
He might not be. Okay, Mile High Mike.
Let's just say they end up, they don't win another game.
Okay, then I would say then he got to go. I agree with that.
Right. So who, the next question is, if you, what free agent quarterback out there is going to be out there next year would y'all pick? So name a coach and the quarterback that you would pick free agent-wise. And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I have a fantasy thing, Christian. How about this? You're going to have your opinion. I'm like, okay, because I think it doesn't matter who the quarterback would be. I would like this is a fantasy. This is not a reality. But, like, all of a sudden, Sean Payton comes back to the Saints and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. What? I think we'd be rolling. Okay, 2023. Sean Payton comes back to New Orleans. That's like a movie.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Rodgers comes to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Who that?
You going to come back down to reality?
No.
I'm going to give you a little dose of reality.
Okay, you got more reality? Okay.
Where did Sean Payton come from before he landed in New Orleans? Where was he?
What was he?
Dallas.
Dallas and the Giants.
Dallas
at the end. Okay.
He was the offensive coordinator, right? Yeah, he was offensive coordinator. There's a guy named Kellen Moore down there who's an offensive coordinator with the Dallas Cowboys that I think is an up-and-coming star. Oh, by the way, if you put their picture side by side, he kind of looks like Sean Payton. He just looks like him. All right.
So
I think Kellen Moore's a name to watch.
So Christian Garrick wants to hire, if Dennis Allen don't work out, he wants Kellen Moore to be the Saints head coach.
Yeah, I think he's qualified. I think he's been called. Look at the offense. Look at the production of
the
Dallas Cowboys.
The production
offense.
And offense, whether it's been Dak Prescott or like Cooper Rush, no, it has worked out. I agree.
As far as a quarterback. That would be a fantasy if Aaron Rodgers were to come to New Orleans or be a free agent, hit the market. Lamar Jackson's not hitting the market. Look, the Saints were very lucky in 2006 to have a guy like Drew Brees hit the free agency market. That doesn't happen. These franchise guys don't hit the open market. They did because they thought they had the answer in-house and Phillip Rivers, the Chargers did. They thought so. But I don't see a situation like that. Now, perhaps a Jimmy G hits the market. I don't see how you could if you're the 49ers. I think you move on from Trey Lance and just say, Jimmy G's our guy going forward. I think Jimmy G doesn't get enough respect internally and externally.
Trey Lance, to me, is a little better than Jordan Love. Okay, you might want these young guys to work out. Jordan Love with the Packers, Trey Lance with the 49ers.
If you're the 49ers, you stay with Trey Lance or you stay with Jimmy G?
I mean, come on. That's not even a question. Because I'm looking at short term. I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm like, I don't know. You want to win right now and what's going to come about. But when you're looking at, like, okay, would the Who Dat Nation be willing to sacrifice this? To bite the bullet. This is my fantasy. Another fantasy. I live in the fantasy world. This is another fantasy. Okay.
You're like Kramer on Seinfeld.
We'd have to weather the storm to finish this season. You know, whether all of a sudden after Monday Night Football, we got to buy Jameis Winston. Okay, finish the season. So let's say like a bridge guy, and we might have, okay, wouldn't you sacrifice, I'm willing to sacrifice, then the Saints might not be able, but I'm willing to, not the Saints. 2023 season, okay, so that's like, the 2023 season, yes, because we're going to have the draft.
Caleb Williams at USC.
Christian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, now, can Mickey Loomis be a genius and figure that all out? I'd be willing to sacrifice the 2023 season.
So go 2-15?
Whatever it takes to get Caleb Williams, who's the next Pat Mahomes, to be in the Saints uniform, and then you have a chance to have your quarterback for a decade. Right. So in other words, from 2024
and do this show every day at 2-15?
Yeah, if it's just football, and I'm not talking about like, the U.S., are they going to beat the Netherlands on Saturday or something? Or the Pelicans, are they relevant come June? No, I ain't doing that till the day I die. I don't mind doing football. I love football. I don't mind. But if you could tell me that Caleb Williams, all of a sudden, is the Saints quarterback 2024 going forward, so you look at that's the next guy for at least a decade, you're hoping, and that, no, Christian, that I think that gives the fans a lot of hope. If you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, don't you have hope now considering what Pat Mahomes has done?
Yeah.
What? Oh, come on.
For the next decade.
Hello? So that's what I'm saying. I don't care about that. People might think you got to win every year. Yeah, you want to win every year and be relevant. But if you can look in a crystal ball, 2023 might be irrelevant. You can get a guy like Caleb Williams to be a guy in the future.
Oh, that fantasy sounds nice.
No, because Christian, I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch. I'm just telling you. I'm just trying to be optimistic what it might take in the future to get the Who Dat Nation to all of a sudden, Christian. Let me tell you, people don't realize that expectations, this is spoiled rotten, and it is, and there's nothing wrong with that. When Sean Payton and Drew Brees at the helm, Christian, that was like a decade and a half that we're watching games and like, no, the Saints are going to win, or I think they got a great chance to win. Versus like, I don't know, I'm going to do something else. I'm ticked off at the Saints. I don't want to watch them. I'm telling you, that's what you need, that kind of franchise where you have hope for the future.
Tulane football playing for the AAC championship. It is Tulane Tuesday, and Willie Fritz, the head coach, will stop by in moments here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tulane hosting UCF in the AAC championship game Saturday at 3 o'clock in what's believed to be a sold-out Yeoman Stadium. It is Tulane Tuesday, and on the line with us right now is Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. Coach, congratulations. I know this was a big season for you guys, but, man, what a season it was, and it's still continuing.
Yeah, we're pumped. Usually I come on the show, and I'm trying to get people to come on over to the stadium. I think they put the tickets on sale. We sold out in about 5 hours. So pumped up about it. If you can't come on over the game, watch it on ABC. It'll be at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So very excited about this opportunity.
Coach, you were rumored to be a target from Georgia Tech to be their head coach, and the school, yourself, have all put out a statement saying that you are remaining at Tulane. Just walk us through that decision.
Well, it's kind of the power of social media, I think. They just take off and grow legs. It's just amazing. I had somebody put something out on Sunday, and I'm up here working, and look at my phone. I have 70-some texts, and everybody's telling me congratulations. And then a few hours later, I never put it out, retracted it, and I got zero texts. Nobody texted me after that. So, I don't know. We love it here. We got a ball game Saturday. I signed up for the whole season, and I'd be part of it. And we want to accomplish something that hadn't been done around here before. So, just happy to able to stay at a great place like Tulane.
So, am I reading this wrong? There was no real an official contact from Georgia Tech to your camp?
There's all sorts of stuff, that goes on. I've got an agent.
You have an agent. Come on, they didn't call you, but they called your agent. Come on, Coach Fritz. Yeah, come on, come on. Yeah, yeah. That happens. Come on.
And it just, that's the way it goes. You have success. People reach out to you and those kind of things. And,
yep.
We got a chance to accomplish something really special. And I told the guys, Monday morning, hey, man, I'm here. Let's go. And that didn't grow legs, but all the other stuff did. So, we want to be 1-0 this week. That's our goal.
Yep, that's the goal. And, Coach Fritz, I thought this is a big feather in your cap, considering I know you like to do this at Tulane and Yeoman Stadium. Look at the Bearcats. A 32-game home winning streak, and you snap that. That doesn't happen by accident. I thought that was significant. And then you look at the AAC right now, three teams and the CFP, top 25. So that's Cincinnati was trying to, and you stopped the bid for their three-peat. So I think that's a big win. Now, it's a little bit of revenge. In fact, you don't have to call it revenge against Central Florida. But I know one thing. That the defense, if I'm in a Tulane defensive meeting room, it's like, okay, we scored enough points to beat Central Florida. Oh, we got to be way better defensively this time around.
No, you're right. We didn't play great defensively, particularly early in the game. Yeah. you know, their quarterback is, you know, great movement, great speed. You know, that's one of the things that we're going to find out, you know, Saturday at 3 o'clock, who's going to play quarterback. He got a little banged up against South Florida in their last game, and they played the other kid who's he's probably started 12, 13, 14 games in his career and plays a lot, Mikey Keene. You know, they're different quarterbacks. Like, you know, all quarterbacks are a little bit different. So we're preparing for both, and we'll see what happens when we get over there. But, you know, we didn't play great defense early in the game. Last time we played them, they did a good job of the quarterback run game. You got to fit it up perfectly, and the guy throws it well enough. You got to play honest. You know, we also started off slow on offense. It all works together. And, you know, so we got to play a better game, especially in the first quarter, than we did last time.
Now, Coach Fritz, obviously, if it's working, then why are you going to try and change? Considering, and I thought two similar games that Louisiana football fans are looking at, that being LSU and Tulane. I'm looking at the A&M game, and they got a guy, A-Chain. He rushed for 215 yards, had a couple of touchdowns, but a career-high 38 carries. Now look at Tajay Spears. I don't know. He had 35 carries for 181 yards. And then you look at, you have 70 offensive snaps, so he basically touched the ball. And more than half, it's like half. So they all say, like when you're in an offensive meeting room, and obviously I know you old school like me, they all like, okay, somebody got to help out Spears because he has been a workhorse, what he's done throughout the season for us. I'm not saying you're not going to still give him the rock, but I thought that was old school, like Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell. Whenever you're getting like 35 or the 40 carries, boy, you talk about a workhorse, then getting more of a workhorse than that.
Well, he he's a great player, and he's very durable. We haven't played him as much this season because we've got a couple other really good backs, you know, but it's crunch time right now. And, you know, I think we've done a good job of keeping him fresh throughout the year, and he was really running the ball effectively. He's one of those guys that, you know, if you block him for 3 yards, he's going to get 5 or 6. If you block him for 6, he's going to get 8 or 9. If you block it right on, he's going to get 40. And they're great defense. Cincinnati's got a really good defense. And he just kept plugging away. And, you know, just we rode him. You know, he's a tough dude now. And 35 carries, you just don't hear that much anymore, do you?
Right. No, that's what I was saying. You don't, I mean, if you get like 20 carries, you know, but it's like all of a sudden you start hitting over that, 30 mark. That's kind of old school. And then, you know, if you had running backs, and I'm sure he can handle that workload, but that to me, that impressed me. Whenever I see a running back and the pounding they take to be able to do that.
And he caught a few balls, and he played every snap. You know, right. And just that he was in there when he's running the ball. A couple of really good blocks. We ran some speed sweeps, and you know, he got on the perimeter and, you know, did a good job fitting up on guys, you know. So he's a complete football player. I'd love to have our in-town team take him next year. He's a player.
Now, Coach Fritz, before we let you run, to avenge the only conference loss, now is going to come up against UCF. And then you look at also that whenever you're playing, I mean, that's a lot of tradition there. My understanding, boy, you win this game, you're going to the Cotton Bowl. I mean, I think you're old enough like me. That's old school. That's pretty big. You know, you talk about even before they had the Citrus, all those kind of bowls and all that. You know, when you had the Outback, when you had the Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, boy, that'd be a big feather in Tulane's cap. You win this game and you're going to the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, you know, it certainly would be. You know, the great thing is the guys are so locked in. They're just, you know, we've been talking about that 1-0 all year. And that's what we're going to play great Saturday. They're a really good team. They're a big team, both offensively and defensively. Talked about the quarterbacks a little bit, but they got three great running backs that they rotate in there, a real big guy, a real fast guy, one guy kind of in between. So we know we got to play great, you know, and we're excited that, you know, we're able to win the game and have a game here. And that's big for us.
Now, Coach Fritz, I lied. I got one more question. And I think I look at coaches who I think they know what they're doing, and I look at you like Coach Fritz. He knows this ain't his first rodeo. I think Gus Malzahn also he prepares his team. So that's a challenge, like just coaching staff against coaching staff. What's going to come about on Saturday?
Yeah, he does a good job with the offense. I mean, a lot of window dressing, reverses, fake reverses, throwbacks, speed sweeps, a lot of movement offensively. You know, and what it does is get your, you know, kind of some eye candy and you don't fit it up like you need to fit it up. That's what happened to us early last time we played him. You know, so you got to be really disciplined. He's going to have some new stuff that we haven't seen. You know, heck, he did a wildcat throw to the quarterback who split out, but their quarterback was a great receiver at Ole Miss. So, you know, you can do both of them, right?
Yeah.
So, and then defensively, they'll you know, go from odd to even front, play a lot of man, a little bit of zone. You know, just, you know, you're right, very well-coached team. He's got a super staff and you know, very talented, and we had to play great. That's what we're preparing for.
Well, Coach Fritz, I'm glad you're staying in New Orleans. Let me tell you, whether big town, small city, I lived in Atlanta or in Alpharetta, Georgia, 14 years. There's too much damn traffic. Listen, I don't know if you know this. I did, for a couple of seasons on 790 Zone, I did Georgia Tech pregame. Can you imagine a Cajun doing Georgia Tech football? So I was there, but that's one thing. Listen, I think Georgia got a lot of fine people. You know, in the Deep South, and listen, it's a good community. But Atlanta has more people than the state of Louisiana. It's too damn big. I hate traffic. So, Coach Fritz, glad you're here, and you don't have to deal with that.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and you know, just excited about Saturday, and appreciate you all having me on this season.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. Good luck in the AAC championship game, 3:00 Saturday against UCF.
Well, we got to get Coach Fritz to give a roll wave. Come on,
he's
Coach Fritz.
I'm still on, man.
Oh, okay, all right. Don't hang up.
Thanks, y'all. Roll wave.
Oh, yes. Oh, roll wave. That's what I needed to hear. Right.
Thanks,
there.
Coach. Good luck.
I'm excited now.
All right, coming back. Pick six. I did quite well last week.
Christian, this you need to be talk. Sick more often, because when you well...
No, I don't want COVID no more.
Now, when you well, you garbage. And then when you're sick, you did awesome. So that means you were all Looney Tune in your head and just, oh, pick this game.
I'm Looney Tune every day.
Yeah, so...
This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Christian, Charlie at Master Control. Time now for pick six. It's really going to be pick nine. Nonetheless.
Well, Christian, you went 7-0. You might go 9-0. So I'm going to bow down to you if you go 9-0.
Charlie, give us the recap of last week, please.
All right. Take so last week we did a special 7-pick edition because there was a couple of college football games that I wanted to squeeze in. Once again, we're doing a little bit more. It's not pick 6. It's pick 9 this week because we have championship week. Last week, man, I can't even like express my frustrations with a couple teams. I'll start out with the Cowboys real quick. I'll make it quick because we got a lot of picks to get to. The Cowboys were 9-point favorites against the Giants. Uh-huh. They're up 28-13. Brett Maher misses a kick that would have put them up 31-13. And then all of a sudden, the Giants go down backdoor cover with 8 seconds left. And I was the only one to pick
I don't hear anything. It's like Charlie Brown. What did I go last week?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Christian, you had a very good week. You had Tulane plus 2, USC minus 5.5, Michigan plus 7.5, Texas A&M plus 10, Giants plus 9, Bengals minus 1.5, and 49ers minus 9. That is a 7-0 record.
Christian's a prophet.
So what's the standings now that I had this clean sweep? Nobody, by the way, because you, Mike, and Bobby, nobody else has turned in an unbeaten week.
No, that's true. No. Christian, you're a prophet. That's why people in the streets going to be stopping you and look at and how to bet.
Please.
They're going to be saying.
So the standings update. Mike, 32-29. He's having a pretty good bounce back. He had, for the first time in forever, he had a positive week, and then he had back-to-back positive weeks, so good for Mike. You know, Christian, you were at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah.
7-0 week got you back up to 38-35 overall, tied with me atop the standings. Bobby, you had a 2-5 week. You fell off the top. You're 37-36, one game behind Christian and I.
Damn it. So the only thing I can tell you is, like, if you get so discouraged on my picks, just pick opposite of me, then you might make some money.
All right, let's get to the picks, Charlie.
Yeah, let's jump into it. So we have the six Power 5 championships and then, of course, the American Athletic Championship. We're going to start with the Pac-12 on Friday night. Number 12, Utah versus number 4, USC. USC is 3-point favorites in Las Vegas.
I think it's a neutral site. I'm going to take the Trojans and give up the 3 points. I think USC, they lost to Utah early in the year.
It's true. It's their only loss.
But USC's defense a lot better, and Caleb Williams is going to end up winning the Heisman, I think.
Fight on. Give me the Trojans. And the 3 points.
This is a clean sweep. I'm taking the Trojans. I'm taking the future quarterback of the New Orleans Saints.
I like that. So what is Mike saying? Everybody's
Mike has got the Trojans as well, minus 3.
Yeah, everybody's on the Trojans bandwagon.
To the Big 12 championship.
Number 13, Kansas State versus number 3, TCU. TCU's 2.5-point favorites in Dallas.
Man, I keep looking at TCU and going, man, are they for real? Are they for real? They didn't play from behind last week. Give me TCU. I take them to win.
Well, the thing is, Kansas State was whooping them. I'm talking about whooping them double digits, and TCU came back and beat them in the regular season. I think that's a big feather in Tulane's cap. They won at Manhattan, Kansas, and beat Kansas State. I'm going with the Horned Frogs. Who doesn't like it? They're not the TCU Frogs. They're a mean frog. A Horned Frog? How can you not cheer for TCU?
Winning your end for Sonny Dykes. Give me the Frogs.
Sonny Dykes.
Yeah, is
Mike going with TCU?
Yeah, he's coach of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah. Are we all Mike's, going?
Yeah, another clean sweep.
Everybody's going with TCU, back no matter it's 2.5.
SEC championship, good.
Here's where we might have a little bit of divergence. Number 11, LSU versus number 1, Georgia. Georgia opens as 17.5-point favorites in Atlanta.
By the way, LSU falls from 5 to 14 in the poll.
Oof.
Oh, that far?
The college football playoff poll?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they have 3 losses, right? So that's why.
That's a lot of points, right?
17.5 is a lot.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead, Christian. Don't be scared. I know you went 7-0. How can you be scared?
LSU covers. They don't win. They cover. Mm. Oh. Backdoor. I think Georgia wins this game convincingly, but I think they get a backdoor score to cover the 17.5.
Well, originally when I did this, it shows you how it's changed. I had Georgia 34 and LSU 17. So that's only 17 points. So now I went up to 17.5.
Yep.
So 34-16.
So I'm going still Georgia minus the 17.5.
I'm going to end up regretting this. Go ahead.
No. I don't know.
Mike's got LSU as well, so that makes you feel better.
Okay.
That's a lot of points. Because NFL, if it's 9 or 10 points, and then you look at college football, if it's like 17, 20 and all, that's a lot of points to cover. So, especially in a championship game.
Yeah, Charlie, what you got? So,
I got Georgia here. I remember the last time we picked them, it was the Georgia-Tennessee game, and I felt like that 8.5 points was big against Tennessee, and then Georgia just smoked them. I got a feeling it's going to be something similar here.
The AAC championship right here in New Orleans on the campus of Tulane, the Yeoman Stadium. Go ahead.
Number 22, UCF at number 18, Tulane. Tulane opens as 3.5-point favorites.
I'm like roll wave. I'm like Coach Fritz. Roll wave. Yeah, I'm giving up the 3.5 points. I think the defense is going to play better this time around than they did the first time against UCF. I was watching that first Central Florida game in Tulane. Tulane scored enough points.
Yeah,
come on, defense. That Plumlee guy that transferred.
John Rice Plumlee.
From Ole Miss. The Central Florida. Come on, don't let him beat you. Give him the business. He's hurt a little bit. You got to hit him and give him the business in the pile. And you got to make him hurt more.
Give me the wave in 3.5.
I'm riding it too.
What Coach Willie Fritz is doing. I think the defense, Bobby, does play better against UCF. Give me the wave.
I'm writing them as well because I kind of saw the adjustments made after halftime. The first half, first quarter specifically, was when Plumlee went nuts.
Yeah, that
was terrible. But Coach Fritz and the defensive staff got them going, and then it was a totally different story. I don't think it's going to happen again. Give me Tulane minus 3.5. Mike's got them as well. Up next, we've got the Big Ten Championship. Purdue versus number 2 Michigan. Michigan is 16.5-point favorites.
Charlie, you take this
in
one.
Indianapolis. Sorry. I didn't trust Michigan against Ohio State. That just flopped in my face. I'm not going to do it again. Purdue, I watched lose to Syracuse earlier on the season. I think they're all right, but Michigan's just playing on another level right now.
If I was all in on Michigan last week against Ohio State, I need to be this week against Purdue, given the Wolverines.
Listen, Michigan could be a 30-point favorite, I think, that Christian would take the Wolverines if they were a 30-point favorite. He ain't not going against them. He's all for the Harbaughs.
They made me some money.
Whether it's Jim or John, he's all for the Harbaughs. Listen, I think that's a lot of points. SEC championship, Big Ten championship. Georgia 17.5, Michigan 16.5. I'm laying the points. I like the better team. I like the Georgia Bulldogs right now, and my dad's probably saying, "Oh, come on, Bobby, you got to cheer for the Tigers." Well, no, I'm a realist, okay? So I'm going with Georgia giving up the 17.5, and I'm going with Michigan giving up the 16.5 to beat Purdue.
Finally, we got the ACC championship game. Number 10, Clemson, opens as 7.5-point favorites versus number 24, North Carolina in Charlotte.
Man, Clemson's a joke.
The whole ACC's a fraud.
Yeah, UNC's not that much better.
No, it's like fraud versus fraud.
I think North Carolina covers, not necessarily wins. Give me the Tar Heels.
7.5 is a lot for Clemson. I don't think Clemson – oh, my God. They're not good.
Who are you going with, Charlie? Come on.
I'm going North Carolina as well. Give me Drake May and the UNC offense to put up enough points to make it close.
See, I'm going with North Carolina because I think Clemson – listen, I loved it when the Gamecocks. I think that's the best mascot in college football, the Gamecocks, the Fighting Cocks. How can you not cheer for them? Come on, Spencer Rattler. Boy, you talk about turning the season around. What he did against Tennessee and what he did against Clemson, talk about an NFL arm. Yeah. I don't know what's between the ears, but Spencer Rattler. You ever seen Spencer Rattler? I don't know. I think he's an albino. He's a light skin. Look at that. He's like a, I don't know, is he a redhead or what? He's like, I don't know, like albino Andy Dalton. I mean, Spencer Rattler was unbelievable the last two games for South Carolina.
So who are you going with?
I'm going with North Carolina because Clemson.
The ACC stinks.
Yeah.
That's my conclusion.
I'm going with North Carolina and taking the 7.5 points against Clemson.
All right, our NFL picks are next here on Pick 6/9 Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, winding down our pick 6/pick 9 NFL picks. Jets at Vikings. The Vikings favored by 3. Man, the Jets with Mike White, are they legit?
No, the Jets, their defense, and look at the game Mike White had last week. I didn't even know the BYU quarterback. What's his name? Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson. He never had a game like White. I mean,
not as a pro.
But I'm thinking at the Vikings, maybe because I play kind of like that, I'm kind of a Kirk Cousins fan. I'm giving up the 3 points and going with the Vikings.
I got the Jets here.
I'm riding the Mike White train. Okay,
yeah. I think Sauce Gardner's going to get his biggest test against Justin Jefferson, but I think he'll hold up. Give me the Jets.
What's been the Vikings' Achilles heel this year? Defense. Defense. Give me the Jets, too. J-E-T-S, Jets.
Mike has got the Vikings as well, so he's with you on this one,
so
Bobby.
So it's 2-2. Yep.
Okay. Up next, we have the Chiefs, 2.5-point favorites at the Bengals. This is a pretty spicy one.
This is spicy.
Okay.
You already know where I'm going.
Christian, I know you're not going against Joe Burrow.
I'm not going against Joe Burrow.
No, that's what I'm saying. I even knew it. No matter who Joe Burrow plays, Christian's picking the Bengals no matter who Joe Burrow plays.
That's right.
It don't matter the point spread.
No, it don't.
I'm like, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it could be 100.
It could be 100. I'm going with Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Yeah. So Christian's going with the Bengals and Joe Burrow. I'm going with the Chiefs and laying the 2.5.
I think 2.5 is a pretty interesting number because if they win by a field goal, you win. Yeah, I'm gonna be with you on this one, Bobby. I'm picking the Chiefs as well. Mike has also got the Chiefs, so you're riding solo on this Bengals train.
So, Christian, you might pick up a game right there.
And then finally, we have the Saints at the Buccaneers. Monday Night Football, the Bucs open as 3.5-point favorites.
Gross.
I wish we could be talking about the Dolphins and the 49ers here. Like, I don't know. This game stinks.
Well, I can tell you who I know. It's not even close. You know who I'm picking? Because it's like Achilles' Last Stand. You know that Led Zeppelin song, Achilles' Last Stand? No, it's the damn Saints' Last Stand. I'm going with the Saints, and I'm taking the 3.5 points. But we're going to win straight up. We're going to win because it ain't over till it's over. We're going to beat the Buccaneers on Monday night to still give the Who Dat Nation hope. That's what I'm doing.
Give me the Bucs and the 3.5.
Damn, make Christian. I can't believe it.
I mean, you bought me here, Bobby. I'm picking the Saints as well. I hate doing it because every time I've picked the Saints, it's burnt me. Like, we went against them last week, and you were the only one that picked up that loss there. And, Bobby, that's the only reason why you finished a game below. It was the Saints plus 9.
I don't know. I'm just hoping for hope. Hope's sake. I mean, it's the last hurrah.
Mike has also got the Saints, however, so. Huh? Christian, no, you're once again on an island.
Well,
I went 7-0 last week.
Yeah. The only thing is right now, when you think about the Saints and the Bucs, the success we've had, who would have thought this prime time, Monday night, last Sunday night, nobody would have, 9-0? Think about that game.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just hoping the Saints win. You know why? Because I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I don't want to be negative. If we win, that's like 2-for-1. You still in the hunt to win the NFC South. That's what we have to win. If we don't beat the Buccaneers, it's goodnight, Irene. He was saying, no, it is over. Not the 49ers game. This game, we got to win.
Semper Fi, I'm out, Bobby. Do you think?
All right. Bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who that? Go Saints. Yeah, hopefully Monday night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.